When Jim asked me to speak, and he said, you know, something brief, Ken. It's really hard to be brief, and so I understand. And then I didn't know how overwhelmed I was going to feel until I walked in today. It's amazing. Like, I just see all these faces, and I just think, God, you're so good. You're so good. I have little boys here, like Rain and Ben Marshall, who were in my Sunday school class when they were little, tiny people, Jennifer. And now they're here married with children. Like, that's God is so good. He's so good. I have the Striplin family sitting there, and I remember being at Trinity playing the piano on the worship team, and you don't want me playing the piano on worship team. But we were desperate. We were desperate. That's how bad it was. And I remember the Striplins came to visit. Oh, what do you do? What do you do? Oh, I'm a pianist. I just got my degree in whatever, you know, music. And I'm like, oh, thank God. And I quit playing piano that day, and Tim took over. It was great. Anyway, if you know me at all, you know I love to have a plan. Or you might just say I love to control things. That's probably true. So doing that, I really love to control how life is going to go. It doesn't usually work out how I plan. And one of the things that happened to us was, I'm skipping ahead a little because Ken kind of took some of the story, so that's fine. But Thomas and I were young. We had a one-year-old daughter, pregnant with the next one, living in Chicago, broke. He had an opportunity to move here to start a new job and make a little bit more money. We're going to go. So we left our family and friends behind, moved to this place called Raleigh, North Carolina. It's a whole new culture, the South. Weird place to be from the Midwest. And we got here, and the plan was, is he was supposed to start work. The office wasn't ready. That didn't go according to plan. So we're spending our next couple weeks kind of hanging out, the three of us, me, Hannah, and Thomas, trying to figure out where to shop, meet our neighbors, the Beltline. I was constantly lost, always going the wrong direction on the Beltline. And one day we're walking in Crossroads Plaza, and Hannah's one, and she's toddling along, and she sees this activity in the window, and it's these kids playing in a daycare center. And so she's enamored with this, and she's just standing there watching these kids play. Thomas starts reading the flyers on the window, and he says, there's Carrie Evangelical Free Church that meets here. Meeting at night, it's a church plant. And I went, no. Nope, not going to happen. Mm-mm. No, because we had a plan. See, we were really involved in our church back in Chicago, like maybe too involved. We're going to have another kid. Life is busy. We're going to step back. We're going to find a nice big old church where we can just kind of relax. Maybe even Baptist. Who knows? We'll go crazy. So we're not going to do a church plant. Mm-mm. There's no childcare. Not doing it. Mm-mm. Nope, not walking in on a Sunday night to a little group of people where I can't blend in. I'm big as a house with the next baby. Note this one-year-old's gonna be running around like crazy. Mm-mm, not gonna do it. Not doing it. But guess what we did? We went. Yep. And you know what happened? I immediately felt like I was home. It was like we had found this family. A pregnant mom comes up to me, shares, here's my doctor. You should go see her. All right. Ken and Cindy invite us to dinner. Jennifer, who's a little girl at the time, but bigger than my one-year-old, you know, Jennifer grabs Hannah and starts playing with her. And we weren't strangers in a foreign land of North Carolina anymore. We were welcomed and we were loved. So although I thought we were going to rest, instead, we ended up at a very busy church plant, and we jumped in. And for the next 17 years, we were heavily involved at Trinity. I was trying to think of all the things we were doing, and you do it all when you're a church plant. Like I said, playing the piano, and thank God Tim showed up. Our kids were dedicated there. They were baptized there. We taught Sunday school. You guys taught my kids in Sunday school. Cindy Crockett, I think, taught all of my children for about 400 years combined in Sunday school. And when I think back of these 17 years, I'm just moved to think that that is what Trinity means to me. It's family. And like Ken talked about, in your own family, you can go through rough times, right? You don't get to choose your family. You got to stick with them, their family. And church is like that too. You can go through rough times as a church, but that's also the joy is we're family. So yeah, we have this long history of Trinity Community Church, but when you come back to it, we're family. Thomas and I were just youngsters. We didn't know what we were doing. We had no idea how to be parents. We had a bunch of babies. We moved bunches of times. Y'all helped us. We celebrated as a family, but we also endured some hardships as well. And through it all, this church, they were there. You were there. You provided love and support. You brought meals when we needed them. You gave us provisions and stuff when we needed things. You gave us guidance, advice, moving vans. You provided compassion, correction when we needed it. But most of all, friendship. And I guess that's what I see when I look at this group of people today. Not all of you still go here, but we still have friendships that we carry on. We're still getting together on Saturday nights together. People we've been hanging out with for 25 years. And so I think that as I get older, I think again and again that there's these plans that I make, and God often says, nah, that's not the plan I have for you. And I think that's what he did with Trinity Community Church. He said, nah, that's not the plan. You're going to go here, and this is what you're going to do. And I'm glad he brought us here. And I'm thankful for all of you, and I am forever grateful for this family. Thanks.